Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and you're listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report and all our outlets, and we want to thank you for joining us. It's always good to be with you. We have a few words from our sponsors here before we jump in with Doug and myself, and just very briefly here, we're going to be covering a couple things, follow up on the Maricopa County election as it's endemic, representative, and symbolic of the rest of the country. We're going to talk more about FTX, more things are surfacing, and there was some really bad stuff that came out of the G20, really bad stuff, as in all the conspiracy theories that we used to laugh at are now proven to be true. Anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And you really need to take a look at this because the New York Fed is bringing in the digital. They say it's experimental, but you know how that goes. Okay, so as I was saying, your bank is in trouble. Everything is in trouble financially. Protect your nest egg. Convert your IRAs into something that will last, which is gold-backed. And also, too, Noble Gold is doing a fantastic job of getting into new ventures like silver, which is the darling mineral of the Green New Deal. And it's underproduced, undervalued, and Noble Gold's leading the way. So there's so many opportunities there right now. Do what I did 4 years ago. Become a customer. I just don't advertise. I'm a customer of Noble Gold. Call them, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347, or you can go to goldbeforelate.com and you can order information packet, but you'll have to call them because it's no pressure sales from them. Also, too, we're brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Hear me clearly. Hear me very, very clearly. The food supply is dwindling. I did a deal on Germany today. They're talking about empty shelves in 4 to 5 months. This is from the German meat manufacturers, and it was out there in the news today. I reported on it, and this is getting very serious. The railroad strike looms big. I could go on and on. You get the idea. Right now, MPS, My Patriot Supply, has a 3-month emergency kit on sale for $250 off, and I would recommend you get one for each member of your family, and you can do that by going to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. You'll get the 2,000 calories per day, restaurant quality, lots of diversity in the food, and 25-year shelf life. Also, too, if you have food, you darn well better have water. And they're talking right now you're going to be a 15-minute customer of the grid. New phrase you're going to hear, and it's just broke today. And what that means is they'll shut the grid down because they want to. And that means if it's down for very long, you'll have to scavenge water, so you need good water filtration. And that is the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. Waterwithdave.com is where you go. There's a great sale there. They haven't raised prices, and they have the research to show you how good this is. Waterwithdave.com. And I can't stress this enough. Absolutely not enough. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's who's sponsoring the show. We have one more for you later. But we have very, very dire topics to talk about. Oh, my gosh. I wish I could do fun stuff. I'd like to be a sportscaster for a winning team. And I'd go home happy more nights than not. And just think, you know, I actually got recruited to do that. This is no kidding. After my first year of coaching, I was on the radio. Someone from Columbia Broadcasting System heard me in an interview. And gosh, I was probably about 23, 24 years old. And they got a hold of me and they said, Dave, we'd like to bring you in and train you free of charge. What? I said, usually we charge about $5,000 for our training. We want to do you free of charge, and we have jobs that you can line up and get. And I said, no. Oh, the road not traveled. Now I have to deal with bad people doing bad things. Speaking of good people doing good things, let's bring Doug on board. Doug, my friend, I never told you that about me, did I? That I got recruited by CBS to be a sports reporter.
No, man, you should have took it. Would have been a fun highlight, you know. And you talk about doing good people doing good things. I relish in the days when I used to be able to do bad things to bad people. You know, I want to bring this up before we get into the weeds. Elon Musk and Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's go ahead and just crack this egg. Elon brought back Trump today after having to have a poll, yes or no poll, and he had 15 million yeses to bring back former President Donald Trump. And I think that's freaking awesome that people rallied around Trump. But yet, Elon said no to Alex Jones. Why do you think so?
Too polarizing over Sandy Hook. I think the emotional factor. Listen, I'm going to say this, and I want to make my position very clear. I don't agree with Alex on his Sandy Hook conclusions, but that doesn't make me say he's a bad guy. He said what he felt was true, and he had a right to say it, and these people who are going after him were violating free speech, freedom of the press, and they're doing it to silence all of us in the mainstream media. And Elon Musk is kowtowing to that. He said today, and I did a YouTube broadcast on this, he said that he was bringing in people to, shadow ban objectionable viewpoints. And I'm thinking, you SOB, you are a phony. And I think I titled my piece, and you thought Twitter was going to promote free speech, LOL. He's a fraud. He's a globalist. He's one of them.
Well, you know, I have to bring it up because I think people believe that there's an element of free speech there within Twitter, and I never believed it coming from Elon. In a lot of ways, I like Elon, but in a lot of ways, the guy, it's not as great as people think he is.
No.
You know, even Tucker Carlson came out and said, you need to put Alex Jones back on Twitter.
Yeah.
There was even some of these Sandy Hook victims, relatives of victims who came on today and said, you need to put Alex Jones back on. You know, here's my thing. Did he get it wrong? Did he get Sandy Hook wrong? That's all his own professional opinion.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
That's his opinion and the way he had the facts at the time. Now, did he really do harm? No.
No.
Did he really do emotional harm? No. He didn't do anything more than what anyone else did. You know, I'll tell you this much. Our politicians talked us into major world wars where millions of people, almost 5 million people in Iraq, died. Over a completely false statement.
Weapons of mass destruction, baby.
Babies getting their heads busted out of the incubators.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching it. I remember watching the planes flying into the towers when I was in school. Why did all that happen? They'll never tell you. But Alex Jones dares to tell the truth. He dares to speak his opinion, even if you disagree with his opinion. It's a free country. I mean, hell, if America gives people who are supporters of ISIS a platform to speak, and also supporters of Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan and the Black Lives Matter and Black Panthers, the Democrats and the Republicans, if everyone from all these different political ideologies and racial ideologies, and then you have these different forms of religion, if everybody can speak, why can't Alex Jones? I think Alex Jones is such a threat. He is such a threat to the better half of the secret societies that think that they rule this world that they can't kill him because he'll be a martyr, but they can silence him. They can silence him and suppress him and sue him into oblivion. And the only reason that man is being sued into oblivion now is so that he cannot help put Donald Trump back in office like he did in 2015 and in 2016. So it's a preemptive strike now. Just like how, hey, Trump's going to be back on Twitter. And then immediately after Trump says, I'm running for president 2024, guys, Department of Justice. We have 7 different investigations we're actually going to launch now. There's reasons for this, man. They openly stole this last election. Eventually, you and I will be considered in a criminal complaint by the FBI if we keep saying that. And you know that, Dave. But we're going to keep saying it. This
the CIA
was absolutely stolen.
It was this one and the last one, but the CIA went into Brazil and they advised them on how to shut up the dissent. They used the American model, and I had Pastor Sam Arnold on. He's my Latin American expert, and we went through and detailed all this. Speaking of Brazil, let me digress for a second. I think you'll find this interesting. Anyone who voted for Fetterman, you're a flipping idiot. And I mean that. You are. I don't call my audience names, and I'm not calling the audience names. I'm calling the few people that might be listening in for the first time. Idiots. You voted for a vegetable, a corrupt vegetable at that. So his wife is an illegal alien. His wife, it comes from a family that supports the communists who worked with the CCP to steal the election in Brazil from Bolsonaro. And open mic, and I talked about this today, open mic, Biden speaking to Mrs. Gisele Fetterman, illegal alien, and Obama was turned with his back with Fetterman, so they weren't part of this conversation. Open mic caught this. Joe Biden to Mrs. Fetterman, you'll make a great senator. In other words, they already have plans to 25th Amendment this vegetable out, and they're going to put in the communist, the illegal alien communist. What do you think about that, Doug?
I think we are at a level now that, you know, it just seems to me that you can break every law that you want. You can look like a complete Frankenstein monster, and there's no public image, there's no care for the image anyways, there's no care for the patriotism. You know, what about all the Hispanic people who've come into this country legally? I know a bunch of them. They worked for DHS, and you know, they waited their 10 years, paid tens of thousands of dollars just to get to this freaking country. And, you know, and then they have, when they get in here, they start at bottom and work their way up. That's very respectable, admirable people.
They sure are.
But not this lady. Not this lady. She's a commie. Just like her husband, who's a commie. Yeah, and let me ask you something, Dave. Could they have not found one guy that looks normal? Could they have not found one guy who could speak? One guy who could at least, you know, show up in a suit, in a tie, with a determined look, with a, you know, a good motto, with a good promotional team. Like, what has happened to the Democrats?
Well, they wanted literally Mrs. Fetterman. That's who they wanted in there. This was the way they did it.
I know. But the Democrats, like Katie Hobbs, They're putting in the crazy cat ladies.
Oh my God, this lady. Let me tell you about this lady, Katie Hobbs. Okay, this is something people don't know, and I'm going to say this too as my background. My background in training is a therapist. We learned from DSM. I believe it was 4 revised when I was getting started, and that's the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for all mental illnesses, as agreed upon by psychologists and psychiatrists. And people that wanted to change their gender, they had gender dysphoria, was the phrase, or gender identity disorder, they needed counseling. And it's not that they were advocating against not letting these people surgically alter, but they first wanted them to go through counseling because they looked at this as a mental illness. And it is a mental illness. I'll make that really clear. I don't care how they politicize the profession. And this is what Katie Hobbs' husband does. He works at Phoenix Children's Hospital, and he cuts the genitals off children. He's a trans doctor. That's the governor's husband. Oh, also, too, this governor, she has 2 convictions in court, cost the state $3 million. One was in her campaign for racism. paying black women less than white people. That was the second conviction. That's who they elected in Arizona, or should I say, that's who they stole the election for. Any comment on that, Kemosabe?
I don't. I really don't. I just shake my head and I just wonder what is the next big shoe to drop, because right now we're treading water surrounded by sharks. And isn't it strange? It's like a tactical hold right now. Everybody's positioning. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody's positioning. Like this time in 2000 and what was it, 18? The last time we had the big mix up of all the Senates and House and all that. Man, there were some heavy, heavy remarks being thrown back and forth. People were going blow for blow. And you know, you also have idiots like Stacey Abrams acting a fool. You know, people were really losing their minds. But right now, it's almost kind of quiet. And I don't like that. Something didn't feel right. I expect the media machine to be just bouncing back and forth with he said, she said, you know, pointing fingers at each other. That's really not been happening lately. Why do you think that is?
Well, let me speak from the Carrie Lake perspective on that question. They're not being quiet about her. You can't get on the internet without seeing some mainstream publications, internet, attacking Carrie Lake. Election denier. Liar. I mean, this is what they're calling her in the titles. And I know someone that knows her that I spoke to 2 days ago. Yeah, Thursday. And they told me she knows she's not going to overturn this decision, even though tens of thousands of people were disenfranchised and didn't get to vote in Republican areas. But she wants to stay on this to expose the extreme voter fraud. That's the only reason she's doing it. And you say it's quiet. The other side knows what she's doing, and they're just attacking her. Like, they're called her a racist. You want to hear the funny thing about this? She's married to a man who's Hispanic. Her children are biracial, and she's a racist. I mean, this is crazy. But anyway, your point is well taken, though. Except for Carrie Lake, who's the biggest threat to the establishment right now because she's pulling back the covers of the voter fraud. It is eerily quiet, and I'll tell you why it's quiet. I think that these people are retreating in the mainstream media to a safe position till they can figure out how they're going to handle FTX. FTX pays off rhinos, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and 95% of their donations went to Democrats. In fact, here's what's interesting. The FTX investigation right now of SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, what a name, that Bankman, there you go. But the investigation into him, 9 of the politicians investigating him took a total of $300,000 from him. They're going to get justice, aren't they?
Well, he's admitted to his fraud. He's admitted to his fraud over and over again. He's admitted to the money laundering. You know, do you think they're going to kill him?
No. That would be too obvious. Let me tell you what my gut tells me. And I had this discussion today with someone who knows about these things, military intelligence background. And I said, I believe, and Doug, you and I have kind of briefly touched on this before, that the Ukraine situation has so many black operations going on, and FTX was used to divert tax money undercover. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene knows, and that's why she says we're going to audit every last penny, which they'll never be able to do. But I think the stuff in Ukraine is so horrific. I traced in 2014, when Ukraine was taken away as a Russian sphere of satellite influence, I said that Hunter Biden departed on Air Force 2 with Devin Archer in 2014, and they delivered a biological pathogen of an unknown origin. And I've got that in print on my website, 2014. And now I know it was the Wuhan flu that was developed in Ukraine. And I suspect that that's the kind of black ops project that FTX is involved in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, too. You know what? I'm not going to criticize the politicians for taking the FTX money, because they may not have known how criminal it was, and I think they have plausible deniability. But the fact that they're going to hang on to the money when they know it's damaged people and it's stolen money, then that speaks to their criminality. They're receiving stolen property, in my opinion, and everyone who hangs on to the money needs to be prosecuted.
Well, I think this is another reason why we're going to eventually see a World War III in Ukraine.
Distraction.
It's a distraction piece, mm-hmm. obviously. Zelensky has already been caught lying about the Russia launching missiles at Poland crap. And furthermore, I think they're going to use this absolutely despicable man as a launching off point for the complete destruction of the economies worldwide, bringing in the digital dollar, and be expecting a peacemaker to be coming out of this somewhere. That's I believe Zelensky is going to be taken out. I'll go ahead and say it. I think Zelensky's going to be taken out either physically, or he is going to be forced out before World War III really kicks off. Because, once again, this makes sense. It makes sense that he would continue to push so hard as he is, as all the voting scandals are coming out, the FTX scandals are coming out. The Bidens can't hide, they can't hide their son anymore. Everything's coming out about the Biden scandal with Russia and Ukraine and China. There's too many moving pieces. They need an ultimate distraction. Ukraine. It's an ultimate distraction. Or aliens. You know, whatever. At this rate, I welcome aliens.
I watched a documentary today. It was actually really well done. It was on Admiral Byrd and Operation High Jump.
You know, I know a guy who whose relative was part of that. And you know him, too.
I do?
Uh-huh. Yep, Jamie Walden.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep, Jamie Walden's a very mysterious uncle. I'll let him tell the story to you.
Oh, that'd be fascinating to hear. They found holes in the story that, but they did take a large armada. They did lose some ships.
Yep.
So maybe they had a battle. But the diary that was released is fake because it was more tied to the North Pole account that he made, and the writing wasn't his. And they covered this in the documentary. It was interesting, though. They tried to say that he encountered the Aryans as an Aryan race, the Nazis, but Aryans, an alien race, trying to prevent us from going nuclear. I don't know that I believe that. I will tell you this. Before Obama left power, he and Secretary of State at the time, John Kerry, and other world leaders went
yep.
to the South Pole and had a secret meeting. And there's no doubt that this meeting took place. A lot of people have said that they believe that Antarctica is Satan's headquarters on the Earth. I don't know that that's true either, but it is interesting. But even if it's not true, I'm bringing this up for a reason. You said the other side needs a distraction. Who knows? It's got to be something dramatic.
Yeah, I never take the threat of the incoming asteroid that nobody ever saw coming until, you know, right at this opportune time. Or, you know, hey, the aliens are finally calling, or, you know, whatever.
I know.
Let me speak on something. The South Pole, Antarctica, that entire mission is available online for people to read over. And some of the reports that I've read over 40 or 50 pages worth. white document papers, after action reviews, debriefings. It's fascinating stuff. You know, one of the things that people say that, you know, they went down there and they met Lucifer and all this crap. And I know there's some guys who talk really big about this, and I just don't believe it. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying it's like, you know, a fairy tale when you hear a fairy tale. I'm telling you right now, the reason why every country was going, there's like 23 countries that signed a parlay, more or less, to go down there and to do scientific studies, was because there was more coal in the ground, available coal in the Antarctic, than there is anywhere else in the world. Literally, you could go to some of these places with a bulldozer, scrape from the surface, and you could have enough to sustain your country for, I think they said, 300 to 500 years. And that's one of the reasons in New Schwabenland why Germany was there. They were trying to find that, because what was happening during wartime, they needed resources.
Yeah, you're right about
one of
that.
The things that they were quickly finding, that they did not have enough fuel. That's what killed the Nazis' entire Wehrmacht, the entire war machine, the entire Nazi army. They extended themselves too far, and they ran out of fuel. That's one of the main key logistical things there. But I think there's probably more resources. And they do, you know, what is it, like once a year, a lot of the world leaders will go there, and they'll meet there. Now,
why would you go there?
Well, why do all the Republicans go to Bohemian Grove once a year?
Yeah,
and
but that's a little
weeks?
Different than the inhospitable Antarctica.
Well, think about this, though. The Republicans will go to Bohemian Grove for 2 to 3 weeks. Even Bill Clinton said all those Republicans are a bunch of gays because they go there and they just have homosexual encounters with each other. I interviewed a former high priest of the Satanic Church who went there 8 different times to perform satanic rituals for these men who claim to be Christian and on the conservative side. Most recently, as like 4 or 5 years ago, not too far. And you can, they took that down from YouTube, by the way. So you can still listen to that on Rumble and on GS Radio. But they took it down on YouTube. Can't be having that truth out there. But it's I think it's similar, because in Antarctica, dude, when you have people from Iran and Israel in the same room together, oh, now we're going to have Russia and China and America and the Brits and the Aussies. I think the only people who don't show up are, like, you know, the North Koreans. But everyone else shows up. If you're a second world, first world country, you're showing up. The dictators from, you know, freaking Africa aren't showing up, but the members of South Africa are. Nigeria is. So, you know, there's a reason why they're meeting there. And there's a reason why they're meeting at the Bilderbergs. There's a reason why they're meeting at the G20. There's a reason why they're going to all these different places multiple times a year. What's some of the other big ones that they go to all the time?
Well, the G20, and we should talk about what happened at the G20. But that's a big one, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about the G20, and where they go to all these other places, all right? I could name a bunch of them off the top of my head if I wasn't frustrated. But they all go to discuss the same thing. I think it's how to subjugate mankind from his freedom. I think it's how to rule over each other. Obviously, it's to bring about a new world order. They openly talk about it, like what Klaus Schwab and all these other idiots openly talk about. And, you know, you're not allowed there, Dave. Do you know that? You
Yes.
can go take a tourist ride there on a ferry. You can go there, but you can even get out onto the Antarctic, but you'll only be on a certain part of the shelf, where it's the zoo area, where you can see a few animals, you know, a polar bear or a sea lion or, you know, a penguin or something, And then that's it. You don't get to see everything else there. There's a very big strategic reason. People used to do this, and I know when I was in the government we used to do this, but if you use Google Maps, the actual like satellite version of Google Maps, not just the blanket pictures, but you used to be able to go onto the globe and you could actually zoom in to the point that you used to be able to see snowmobile treads from the actual machines that are used there. Now it's just giant blocks of digitized media that does not allow you to see things. So do I think something's happening in Antarctica? Absolutely. Do I think they're doing rituals in Antarctica? Absolutely. Look who we're talking about. Do I believe it's to the extent as what some people have said? No, because I'm not trying to sell books or DVDs. And no offense to anyone who does. No offense to anybody. This is just Doug's opinion. I believe it's as nefarious as the New World Order, and when all these other dictators want to take over the world, they seem to want to congregate together and meet together. But there's a lot of people, Dave, who claim to be on our side who have gone there. Trump not go there?
I don't know.
I believe he did.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I will tell you the answer to the question I do know. Satan is here on this planet somewhere. I'm not saying he's there. I don't know. But he's somewhere. And he's a physical being. And he's here at the... He's appearing at the right time. I tend to think that he held a meeting in Antarctica in 2016. That's my belief. But it's supposition on my part. I wanted to mention something too. Here, I just find this fascinating, Doug, that we are... Let me get my notes here. The G20 conference. Let me give you the good news, the best news there is, and I'll give you the worst. The best news that came out of the G20, this tells you how bad it was, you'll have to be vaccinated to travel internationally. And that means current with your boosters or you don't travel. Okay, of course, I don't know what they're going to travel on the way that energy is going. I don't know what the planes are going to fly on, solar, wind. But anyway, that's one thing. That's the good news. So you go, well, how bad can it get? Well, they're saying now that Bill Gates came out and he spoke to an offshoot group of the G20 called the B20. And he said, it's time now to seriously discuss death panels, that medical costs are way too high and we have to make decisions on certain people. And it's interesting, I interviewed Alex Schadenberg, who's an expert on euthanasia law. He's a Canadian, and Canada's really gone off the deep end on this. In fact, there was a well-known case, a 23-year-old was put to death for having a bout with depression. That's just amazing, but it's true. And it made the headlines. But Oregon, California, Washington, Michigan, other states are now initiating these kinds of laws, where in, I think it's Washington State, they can put you to death if you're mentally ill.
Yes, it is.
So this is, this was announced formally by Bill Gates. My point is too, Doug, they're out of the closet. They're not even trying to hide it. When I first learned about the Trilateral Commission from Pat Wood's book, I was in a position where I didn't know anything about it, and the more I tried to find out, the more I realized they were hiding it. Today, they're not hiding this shit, excuse my French, but they are all over this, and they're proud of it. Yeah, we're going to have death panels, says Bill Gates. Unbelievable.
Well, you can go to the whitehouse.gov, and you can look at the bullet points for the meeting in Indonesia with the G12. I'll go over some real quick with you. The theme of this is recover together, recover stronger. What was the old one?
Build back better. Yeah.
Now it's recover together and recover stronger. And you will recover eating all the bug protein, and chopping your genitals off. You'll recover very fast after that, and giving them all your money. So this is what it says. We will take coordinated actions to advance an agenda for a strong, inclusive, and resilient global recovery and sustainable development that delivers jobs and growth. With the above in mind, we will, and here comes their bullet points, stay agile and flexible in our macroeconomic policy responses and cooperation. I want to say before I get any further, I have a set standard of principles, a very rigid set standard of principles. And the number one standard for my rigid principles is to always remain flexible. Because these people, every time you think I've saved up enough money, I've bought the right, 401k plan, I've invested my money correctly, something happens. And these people, they always capitalize on a collapse. And let's hear it out for a moment. They will stay flexible in a macroeconomic policy response and cooperation. They say that they will make public investments in structural reforms. They'll promote private investments and strengthen multilateral trade and resilience of global supply chains to support long-term growth, sustainable and inclusive green and just transitions, and we will ensure long-term fiscal sustainability with our central banks committed to achieving price stability. Then what in the hell do you explain, White House, happened with FTX? What do you think explain to me what is going on with the new Green Deal and taking away millions of jobs, putting millions of new homes into poverty? Now we can't have our own oil, we won't frack, we don't have our own gas, and you're selling it to Ukraine, who is then selling it to everyone else. And now we're actually having to buy all these things, the oil, the gas, from Russia, who sells it to India, who sells it back to us. What are we doing? What are we doing? Is this two hamsters in the same wheel going different directions? But this is what they say, though. They say that they will strengthen the multilateral trade and resilience of global supply chains for themselves. They'll support long-term growth. Hey, buddy. When they pass the ability to ban us from radio, how do you think that's going to affect our long-term growth? Or sustainable and inclusive? Who? Who is part of the sustainable plan? Who gets included in the inclusive plan? There is nothing green about this except for the money that's being spent. There are no just transitions in any of this. They want a unilateral party. They want a one world order system, not just for how they tax you, not just for how they bill you, not just for how they investigate you, but also for how they judge you, the laws. Here's the next bullet point, Dave. They say they want to protect the macro economic and financial stability and remain committed to using all available tools to mitigate downside risk, noting the steps taken since the global financial crisis to strengthen financial resilience and promote sustainable finance and capital flows. Dave, what global financial crisis? Who caused that?
So you think this is an intentional move to have FTX bring down economies?
I mean, explain it then. It's to me, you're seeing the dominoes fall, and it's all planned. Alex Jones was right. It's all planned. This is the time for these things to be happening. Here, I want you to comment on this, Dave. The next bullet point says to take action to promote food and energy security and support stability of markets, providing temporary and targeted support to cushion the impact of price increases, strengthening dialogue between producers and consumers, and increasing trade and investments for long-term food and energy security needs, resilient and sustainable food, fertilizer, and energy systems. Is that what they've been doing to you?
Well, I think it's grand larceny. So they have a nice, you know, it's kind of like they're peeing on our leg and calling it rain.
There's over 100 food processing plants in America within 2 years that have been destroyed. How are we going to have a resilient, sustainable, long-term food and energy security needs when our power grids are going down? You're doing rolling blackouts. We can't increase the trade, because if we increase the trade, then we have to increase the amount of petroleum products that we need to power the diesel-powered generator engines to push the tankers across the ocean. And strengthening dialogue between producers and consumers. I don't know about you, Dave, but this month, I was lucky enough to pay a $680 bill for my electricity. $680. In July, I paid a $900 bill. And when I called the people, Tri-County Electric in Parker County, Texas, and asked them, why in the family-oriented show that we're on, I can't use these languages, why am I paying $900? Why am I paying $700? You know what they told me? Well, here's a few things. We're selling our natural gas to Ukraine by order of Biden. We're shutting down our production of natural gas, so we're selling off our stockpiles. Oh, by the way, my area, the power generation stations run off of natural gas. They run off of natural gas, not powered by the windmills that failed in 2021. So, we're in upside down world, and they say that they're doing great. They're on target. They're going to provide temporary support to cushion the impact of price increases. If I'm correct, Dave, isn't it in just a few months we're going to see almost $6 to $7 for diesel, maybe $5 for gas? Which part of that price increase sounds cushioning to you?
There is nothing cushioning. This is by design. This, you know, when they started off Build Back Better, to build back better, you have to tear it down. And they want to tear it down with 90% population reduction. And now you got Bill Gates at the G20 talking about death panels. This is, let's look at what they're doing. They promote LGBTQ, how many letters? Sorry, I don't know. And all that is they're promoting lifestyles that don't end in procreation. They're denigrating the family because it does end in procreation. They gave us a mRNA vaccine that limits and damages fertility. Everything is geared towards population. You know, as Peter Finch said in the 1976 movie Network, he said the air is not fit to breathe, the water is not fit to drink, the food's not fit to eat. And this is exactly how they're thinning out the herd. Now, if they just came out and announced, we're just going to kill everybody, they would have untold violence that they could not control. So they got to do it systematically and somewhat covertly, to where they have plausible deniability as to their introduction of causes of death like vaccines. You talk to anyone in the insurance actuary business now, and they will tell you the death curve per month is double what it was 3 years ago.
Well, I thought for your enjoyment that I would actually play the clip of Bill Gates talking about the death panels. Are you ready for this?
No, let's do it.
All right, hold on.
that he's making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Well, I hope you heard that.
I hope he goes first.
I hope he's an organ donor because they'll want to save his life, huh? And Shorty's saying that we can kill a patient if he's costing us a lot of money.
That's what they're saying, yeah. That's what, undoubtedly what they're saying. Undoubtedly. Hey, you wanted to comment too on Maricopa County.
Oh yeah.
We do this State of the Union address.
Oh, I know.
The state of the. You know what? I'm going to actually do a piece tomorrow. I said this today. I said America is going to de-evolve into vigilante, policed enclaves as the country begins to disintegrate. And I have a lot of backing for this because I say, look at France, Germany, and Sweden with the massive immigration, no-go zones, and so forth. I think we're going to see all that. What could head that off, though, if we start seeing certain states secede from the Union? And I think that's a real possibility. But anyway, let's go ahead and play. I know you want to play a clip of a guy who got it right at the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors that stole this last election. And interestingly enough, when the public comment period came around, they cut the live feed so people couldn't watch it.
Yeah, I know. How funny is that, huh? All right, so here we go. Let's play this. It's about 1 minute and 40 seconds long.
Good morning. Once again, the eyes of the world are upon Maricopa County for another botched election. Am I here to accuse you of stealing the vote? Heavens no, for that would make me a terrorist, wouldn't it? Let me ask you, if you took your life savings to a bank and the teller put them in a machine and the machine kicked out one out of four of your bills and the teller said, don't worry, we'll put them in box three over here and we'll let you know how many were in there later. We'll send them off to a separate location and someone will be sure to get back to you and tell you how much money you have. Would you be okay with that? No, you would not be okay with that. Now ask yourself the question, which is more valuable, your vote or your money? Now ask a lobbyist that same question. Now ask a campaign manager that question. Now ask Mark Zuckerberg that question, which is more valuable, your money or your vote or your country or this world or the corruption that is taking over every single county in this nation? And then you look into your own soul and you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart. Good day.
He nailed it.
Could you imagine if we had like a quarter of the people in this nation who actually went and spoke to their representatives like that? I think people would be terrified.
Yeah, they would find a way to do away with public comment. I want to just make this point. The FTX money went to Democrats except McCarthy and McConnell and other rhinos. And I'm going to make my point here. At the county level, Chairman Bill Gates, not the same one we've been talking about with depopulation, just the one who wants to devote the Republicans, but he actually belongs to a PAC, and so does the Maricopa County Clerk and Recorder, who oversees those elections. They both belong to a PAC that's dedicated to getting rid of America First candidates. Now, they're Republicans, but they're establishment Republicans. McConnell and McCarthy are establishment Republicans, which means they take their money and their marching orders from international banking cartels, And included in that incestuous relationship is the World Economic Forum. That's who controls the Republican Party today. And I'm going to make a statement here. I've said it privately. I am giving no money to the Republican Party. None. I will not feed the beast. Now, if Carrie Lake were to run again, or Donald Trump, you know, continues on and gets the nomination, I will donate to those campaigns specifically. But you people right now, if you give money to the Republican Party, you're pissing it away on globalists who are hell-bent on enforcing upon you what the World Economic Forum wants to do. The Republican Party establishment has joined the Democrats.
Absolutely. Everything that you donate, just view back to FTX. Ask Tom Brady how that did for him. You know, ask Shaquille O'Neal how that went for him.
Yeah, they're all being sued. They're all being sued. And it's really a shame. Well, we've kind of hit a lot of topics here, but I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. The page has been turned. You have been disenfranchised as a voter. Your elections are stolen. This was a pissed-off country with 88% of the country saying we're headed in the wrong direction, yet the Democrats are still in control. How does that happen? How does that happen that the voting machines in Maricopa County, in Republican areas only, happened to go down at the very moment they were opening up the centers? But nothing in the Democratic side went down. Nothing. Isn't that interesting, too, that we have videos of car after car going to drop boxes in front of Democratic centers, and they're dropping off hundreds of ballots? And no one's doing anything about it. Yet we have video evidence. And then we have Arizona State University, where they had Democratic drop boxes. Democrats only, not Republicans. But you couldn't put one in front of a church. The judges blocked that. And so what they did in these sororities at this fascist Marxist university is they collected hundreds, if not thousands, of votes and harvested them, which is illegal in Arizona, to these drop boxes. That's how you steal an election. Your country is gone, people. Your vote means nothing. And I mean, it means nothing. As long as you have ballot boxes and voting machines, you have nothing. And everything stems from this. Nothing changed in this election. And it's kind of funny. They blame Donald Trump, but the Republicans got 5 million more votes than the Democrats, which was, I think, a 40-year record. Well, Donald Trump produced that, but he can't control the cheating of Bill Gates and Mark Reischer in Maricopa County and other places like that where they steal elections. He can't control the local part, but they're using this against him so he won't run because they're scared of him because he's not a globalist. Doug, we got about a minute and a half left. And so you got 30 seconds to make a final comment, because you've got to tell people how to listen to your show.
Here's my final comment. Train, prep, and pray. You need to start looking back into seeing how people functioned in the 1800s, how people bartered, how people survived, how people thrived, how people would even, through tribalism, learn to get along with each other.
Yep.
Because we are going to devolve into, worst case scenario, a second tier nation, or even a third nation. And we're not ready for it, Dave.
I say it's no nation.
Psychologically, we're not ready for a downfall.
No, we are going to fall, though. I don't care if we're ready or not. We're going to fall. The no cash bail, turning criminals loose, pushing people in front of subways, no prosecutions.
Yeah, but every nation that's fallen, they historically, when we go back into history for this, and at AmericanVindictiveShow.com, you can see all the different places I'm at. Historically, when we talk, this is more important. When we start talking about this type of stuff, people don't have the basic necessities for living anymore. They don't, because they don't have the technical skills.
No.
They don't have the ability to have the hard labor. Who can tell me right now who can survive a horrific winter in the Midwest or in the high north of America?
The Amish. That's it.
There's Amish. A few good old boys out there. Yeah. There's a few good old boys out there. Tens of millions of people will die.
I know. I hear you. And it's coming. It's coming, just like Germany. We're out of time, my friend. We need to do a part two on this. I feel like we just scratched the surface. This was probably the quickest hour we've ever had. So I will be in touch with you tomorrow. We're arranging a part two. This is, I think, too timely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on The Common Sense Show. Check out Doug at AmericanVindicted.com and me at TheCommonSenseShow.com. We'll see you back here next time. God bless.